Of course, not every 50-something or 60 or 70 or 80-something is going to start a business. They will, though, all be consumers, often ones with real cash, and they're currently being overlooked.
One reason that businesses have not been, you know, wildly alive in this space is that innovators tend to be very young, and they tend to be coached to solve problems they've encountered in their daily lives. That's why there's more focus on making it easier to order a pizza, you know, than making it easy for an 80-year-old to make a video call, because unless they've encountered that sort of problem with their own grandma and thought, oh, here's something I could address, you know, it's not really on young innovators' radars.
That's Time's Katie Steinmetz. She says that a huge portion of seniors want to remain independent and stay in their own homes. But making that happen can prove to be a real challenge.
Part of that is combating loneliness. Part of that is finding ways to help older people stay financially independent. Part of that is helping them access and use technology, which is our modern currency for interacting with other people in the world, and you need it to live. I mean, there's some bills you can only pay online.
One answer comes from a company called Lively. They've created an accessory that's a lot more than the old-fashioned panic button. It also tracks your movement and reminds you about your pills.
It's the rare senior who says, I really want to wear this big, bulky button or necklace, you know, around my neck that I have to have as an emergency alert system, that even that is a little bit stigmatizing. So what they've built is this very sleek, good-looking smartwatch that functions not just as an emergency alert system, but has pill reminders, a pedometer, and unlike a cell phone that they might be able to carry in their pockets, they don't have to remember to charge it. And it's a very natural thing to be wearing anyway because they may be used to wearing watches.
There are also ways for tech to bring real people together, which is the aim of the website Stitch.
They are not a dating website. They very much market themselves as, we're here to help connect seniors to other seniors so they can go out and see a movie, you know, so they can go see a play, so that if you are a 9-year-old and a lot of your friends and family have passed on, but you're not done having companions and seeking companionship, here are other people we can connect you to. And the important way that this is different from a Match.com or even a Facebook is that there's a lot of security built in to make sure that people who go around trawling sites like Match.com looking to scam older people, which is way too common, aren't able to do that on this site.
For companies creating new products and connections for seniors, we may be at the beginning of a gold rush. From PRI and WGBH Radio, I'm Kara Miller. This is Innovation Hub. We're on Facebook, and our Twitter handle is @iHubRadio. We'll be right back.